Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On last week's show, we talked about using speech recognition along with the adaptive software on your computer. In this week's show, we'll have some demonstrations of using speech recognition and the JSA product to work with some specific applications on your PC.
We're bringing back Ed Rosenthal, head of Next Generation Technologies, to do these demonstrations of JSA. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is speech recognition systems can be useful for the visually impaired, whether or not you have problems keyboarding.
And that's interesting, because normally you wouldn't think that a visually impaired person would need speech recognition to run their computer. But on the other hand, some tasks are a little bit easier done with speech recognition. And even though you can run the keyboard, speech recognition can be a useful adjunct to performing your tasks more efficiently and also give you some other options.
And sometimes it's just plain easier to use the speech input than it is to do it from the keyboard or the touchscreen or whatever input device you've got.
And in fact, speech recognition is becoming more popular even among sighted individuals. There are many doctors and other professionals who use speech recognition in their daily job. I understand Ray Kurzweil actually dictated one of his books using a speech recognition system. And what JSA makes it possible to do these days, which wasn't always possible, was to use speech recognition in conjunction with a program like JAWS. So the visually impaired can easily use speech recognition with their other adaptive products.
So this is really cool, and we think you'll enjoy learning more about it and hearing the demonstrations.
And I think you'll be impressed to see how far along speech recognition has come in the past decade. So if you've used this technology or tried to about a decade ago and been frustrated and not had success, it might be time to try it again, because there have been a lot of improvements.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll reintroduce Ed Rosenthal from Next Generation Technologies, which is the North American distributor of JSA and Magnetalk and a number of other adaptive technologies.
My name is Ed Rosenthal. I'm president and CEO of Next Generation Technologies Incorporated. We work with kind of a broad range of technologies, often integrating speech input into the assistive technologies.
And you're fully sighted, right?
That's correct.
And can you talk a little bit about the other products and services that your company is involved in?
Our pedigree is speech recognition technology, but we work with blind low vision products like Zoom Text and Magic, both magnifiers and display managers. JAWS for Windows is a big product for us in low vision. We work with a lot of recording technologies, little digital handheld recorders, and we try to bring together technology solutions that are integrated so that somebody can actually solve an existing problem with a range of technologies instead of trying to use a one-size-fits-all approach.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is demonstrations of JSA doing tasks in Word, Outlook, Internet Explorer, etc. You'll be hearing a lot of JAWS with its default speech synthesizer in the process. Let's start by introducing the voice.
Hello, I am the JAWS voice called Eloquence. This is how I sound when my voice isn't mangled by going through Skype. I think I am fairly easy to understand, especially with a little bit of practice. Did you know that I can even say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Not bad, eh?
Well, if you thought that was good, this is another one of the JAWS voices speaking. You might recognize my voice from the introductions I do for this show every week. My name is Samantha. If Ed had my voice installed on his computer, you could have been listening to my sweet voice instead of that computerized Eloquence voice. Anyway, let's get on with the demo. It's time for my coffee break.
So as Nancy mentioned, those are two of the speech synthesizers that come bundled with the JAWS package. And the first one is called Eloquence, and the second one is called Samantha. But anyway, the reason we played those is that in the demonstrations you're going to hear, Ed was using the Eloquence speech synthesizer from JAWS, but due to the process of recording the interview through Skype, the voices didn't come out nearly as clearly as you would hear them on your own computer. So I just wanted people to know that ahead of time. The voices in person really sound a lot better than they do in the demonstrations you'll hear now. In fact, they sound pretty much like what you just heard.
We actually heard you running a little bit of JSA when you were setting up all of the equipment for this interview. Can you give us a little demonstration?
Sure. I think what I'll do is I'm going to run through a demonstration of just basic JSAY, a little bit in MS Word, and a little bit in Microsoft Outlook. And if it's okay with you, I'm actually just going to run through a demo without lots of editorial comment, and then we can kind of take it apart, some of the things that I was doing. So first, I have JAWS running on this laptop, but I hadn't yet started Dragon / JSAY Pro. So let's do that and hear what the system says.
Version 10.0 build 8 of JSA is loading. Please wait. Product copyright TNT Consultancy Limited 2012.
The next thing we should hear is that as my profile is loaded, at some point it will say, the computer is ready for you to talk to it. And that's what a JSA user listens for.
The computer is ready for you to talk to it. There is no menu available.
Check microphone.
Microphone sleeping.
Microphone on. Start DragonPad.
DragonPad best document, edit.
I like talking to my computer, period.
I like talking to my computer, period.
Microphone off. So just to set the scene, I opened a text processor called DragonPad. I'll do a little work here, then I'll go to Word and Outlook. It announced that DragonPad had been opened after I told it to start the application. And then I started dictating, and the echo that you hear from JAWS are the words that are transcribed on the screen. So I've currently got my JSA set to echo as I pause, so you'll hear each phrase echoed as I go along. Now, Peter had asked me about changing words on the screen, and I've currently got, I like talking to my computer there, but let's say I'd forgotten that, and let's say I want to change the word computer to PC. Microphone on. Select computer.
Computer.
Speak selected text.
Selection is computer.
PC.
PC.
Spell previous word.
PC.
Go to end of line.
Period.
Microphone off. So in that example, I selected the word computer in the sentence and it was highlighted. I spoke the words PC, which meant that the word computer was replaced. And then to verify that, I just had the system spell it, so I was certain that I got what I needed.
So then that sound that sounds like a door shutting?
The sounds tell the JSA user whether the system is asleep or awake, so that when I give it the command to listen, it plays that chime sound, the organ sound, so I know it's actually doing it. When I tell it to stop listening, you hear a door closing sound, so you know it's actually done that.
Now, one of the things you need to get used to if you're going to be using a system like this is sitting in front of your computer and talking to it. And as we mentioned last week, I was using Dragon over 10 years ago, and the accuracy wasn't anywhere near as good as it is now. And about the third or fourth sentence I said to it when I was just getting started was, I feel like an idiot. And Dragon misinterpreted that and typed out, I feel like a Canadian. So nothing personal to our northern neighbors, that was just a Dragon error, but the accuracy has really improved since then.
The other thing, as I recall from back then, was that you were very frustrated when it came to fixing corrections, and the speech recognition system you were using at the time made many mistakes, and they were difficult to fix.
Oh, that's for sure. So, Ed, can you show us how to use JSA with a real document?
Let me do a little bit of quick work in MS Word. Microphone on. Start Microsoft Word.
Start Microsoft Word. Document 1-Microsoft Word. Print view. Edit.
Where am I?
You are in the Microsoft Word document entitled Document 1-Microsoft Word. You are not focused upon text.
Get letterhead.
Get letterhead. Document 2-Microsoft Word. Print view. Edit.
Speak attributes.
11 point. Black. Delivery. No spacing. Style. Line spacing. Colon single. Paragraph formatting. Colon center. Outline level.
Be quiet.
Body text.
Microphone off. Now, I used a custom command to bring up my corporate letterhead, but when it opened and I asked for the document attributes, it told me that my document is currently centered. I don't want the insert point to be centered. I want to left align it. So I'll do that by voice, and then I'll dictate a letter. Listen to me. Left align that.
Selector, when left align that.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
November 30, 2012.
November 30, 2012.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Mr. Robert Johnson, New Line, 1427 Seattle Hill Road, New Line, Seattle, Washington, 98102.
Mr. Robert Johnson, New Line, 1427 Seattle.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Dear Bob, comma, new paragraph.
Dear Bob, comma, new paragraph.
Thanks for taking time from your busy day to visit with me about JSA Pro technology, period.
Thanks for taking time from your busy day to visit with me about JSA Pro technology, period.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Please call upon me if I can be of further service in this matter, period. New paragraph. Yours sincerely, comma, new paragraph. Edward S. Rosenthal, New Line, President, ampersand, CEO.
Please call upon me if I can be of further service in this matter, period. New paragraph.
Microphone off. One of the things that I wanted your listeners to catch was how quickly I'm doing my documentation. I think many people who approach speech recognition for the first time think that they need to speak slowly and distinctly. Dragon actually can capture at a very high rate of speed. It just wants good diction to be present. I'll also say that the Dragon JSA profile that I'm using here is an untrained profile. So in effect, what you're getting is what I called out-of-box accuracy. I don't think it missed anything. I will tell you the only thing I taught the system before today's demonstration was the phrase JSA Pro, because that is one of those types of words that unless I teach it, there's no way Dragon gets JSA Pro right out of box.
Well, that was a pretty impressive demonstration. Now, Word is a pretty sophisticated program with a lot of different functions. What else can you do in Word?
All right, let me do one other Word thing. Microphone on. New document.
Document 3-Microsoft Word. Print 2. Edit.
Insert 3x2 table.
Insert 3x2 table.
Where am I?
You are in the Microsoft Word document entitled Document 3-Microsoft Word. You are not focused upon text.
Be quiet. Microphone off. Now, it actually should have told me that I was in a table, which is what I would have expected. I could then use, we talked about coping skills, I could then use some other type of vocal drill downs to know I'm in a table. But I can tell you in point of fact that when I said insert 3x2 table, it absolutely injected a table into the document. And then I can do things like centering, speak cell, and so on. Listen to me. Center that.
Center that.
Cap flowers.
Cap flowers.
Move right one cell. Center that.
Center that.
Cap trees.
Cap trees.
Microphone off. Just to kind of set the scene here, all I'm doing is filling out the cell contents. In effect, I could make a table that listed flowers and trees, the type of things that we might often do with tables. I often find manipulating a table by voice for me is a little bit easier than it is to click it in. I have to go locate where did they put the table and so on.
In order to perform many functions in Office, you need to go many levels deep in either ribbons or pull-down menus, depending on which version you're running. Is it possible to do that with JSA?
So one of the values of speech technology is it can do things like fetch features from applications, things like footnotes. I have no idea where the footnote element in the ribbon lives. All I do with JSA running is say, insert footnote, and a footnote appears for me.
I think many sighted users can't find that anymore since Microsoft keeps moving those things around, too.
Absolutely.
I find we just recently, well, about 6 months ago now, got smartphones. And although I can do everything by hand, by, you know, tapping and things, some things, frankly, are just easier by speech.
I couldn't agree more. You know, as long as you can retain the command that makes it happen, there are lots of features that are buried into a menuing system that we no longer need to go find, we just ask for them and they appear.
What other applications are conducive to using JSA?
Let me do a little bit of work with email so you can see what email is about. Microphone on. Start email.
Starting notebook, please wait.
Go to top.
Top of list.
Speak line. Next message. Speak line.
Red, Robert McCoy, Bluetooth headset, /30/2012.
Open message.
From Paul and Robert McCoy, was Robert McCoy at gmail.com reader. Subject, Paul and Bluetooth headset. Message read only edit.
Microphone off. So I'm able to move around with the items within my inbox, open the message that I want. At this point, if I wanted to hear the content of the message, I would just say speak message and it would start playing. Let's assume that I opened it and now I want to reply to the message and or create a new message. Microphone on. New message.
New message. To edit.
Michael.
Michael.
Press enter.
Michael@voice.com. Michael@voice.com. Press enter.
Subject field.
Subject colon edit. Help with you.
Follow up JSA training.
Follow up JSA training.
Body field.
Body field edit.
Michael Hyphen, would you please let me know when you will have the ability to do the follow up training for Mr. Johnson? Question mark.
Michael Hyphen, would you please let me know when you will have the ability to do the follow-up training for Mr. Johnson? Question mark.
Send message.
You press CTRL plus enter. Do you want to use CTRL plus enter as a keyboard shortcut for sending a message? Yes button, don't lie.
Next control.
Do not show this message again. Check box not check. Alt plus D.
Press spacebar.
Press spacebar. Check.
Confirm that.
Message read only edit.
Now that was a little bit of a curveball at the end because this is a backup computer. When I went to send the message, it deployed a dialog box that asked me if I wanted to use Control Escape as the keystroke to send. And notice how I was able to move around in the dialog with the command Next Control to hear yes or no. And then I used another Next Control to get to the box that allowed me to dismiss that permanently. These are the types of things that the first time you encounter them with JSA, it takes you a while to analyze what's present. But once you've found out what you need to do, going back to Peter's question from the beginning, there aren't that many things that will come your way that you can't accomplish by voice, but you need to know kind of what's being asked and how to do that. There are some nice little helper utilities in this product. So things like you can say get command index and it brings up an application sensitive command index, and then you can just kind of wade through some of the commands.
That command index seems like a really neat feature. I mean, it's very difficult to remember all the specialized commands that work through all the different applications. And if you can just bring up a list of what commands are pertinent to that application and easily recall them, that can save you a lot of time and make you work very efficient. I mean, it can take a long time to plow through the documentation and try to figure out what was that command again that I was thinking about. But here they are right in front of you. What a great feature.
So Ed, can you show us how to access the web?
Microphone on. Start Internet Explorer.
Start Internet Explorer. Windows Internet Explorer. Total 100%. Edit on mouse over. Press enter for forms mode.
Address bar.
Address edit. http://www.total.com.
Spell November Golf Tango Victor Oscar India Charlie Echo dot Charlie Oscar Mike.
Box ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Scratch that.
Scratch that. Okay. Oh.
Click okay.
Box closed. Total-Windows Internet Explorer. Address edit. Alt plus D. Click okay. Edit. Voice.com. C.
Microphone off. And just so your listeners know, when you hear it say voice.com, what they're hearing is JAWS articulating our website address of ngtvoice.com. Obviously, with JAWS, if I wanted to, I can change the way it articulates that expression so it would say it the way I just did. But just so people understand, that's what they're hearing. So I'm going to go to our corporate address. Microphone on. Confirm that.
14%. 100%. Next Generation Technologies Incorporated, 100%. Page has 3 headings and 47 links.
Next heading.
Next Generation Technologies Inc. Heading Level 1.
Next heading.
Highlighted Products and Services Heading Level 1.
Select a link.
Links List Dialog. Links List View. Page Content Out Plus 2. 25 of 47.
Press Juliet.
J-C. Press Juliet.
Confirm that.
J-C visited link. 100%. What is J-C? MGPN. J-C visited link. Rapidly move through list items, words, lines, sentences, and paragraphs and have the selected unit.
Microphone off. Now, that was a good example of where, since I knew that the web page I wanted to visit was set up with headings, and that the item that I was looking for was under the heading of highlighted products and services, I was able to move to that location fairly quickly. And then I said select a link, which brought up the JAWS links list. And I knew that JSA would be under the J's, so I told it to press the J key. And the first thing that it hit was JSA. There are a couple of other J links on that same heading. And at that point, I used my friend confirm that, which took me to the page. Now that I'm at the page, I can listen to any part of it. I can put in bookmarks, so if I want to go back to a specific part and feature, I can. I can link a bookmark to a text link. So we have some JSA users that do their finances online, and this would allow them to link to, say, account number, because that item might move around on the page. But if they bookmark it with JSA, they can say, in effect, go to account number, and it'll just take them to that place on the page.
So that's great to know that you can easily navigate around web pages and jump from place to place, quickly browsing through the pages. And I guess that bookmark command is similar to what JAWS calls place markers, in that you can identify a particular location or locations on the page that you mark and you can easily get back to from a list. That makes it very handy to browse the web and do it as quickly as sighted people could. And I just wanted to remind our listeners once more that those voices in the demonstration sounded a little bit ratty, but again, that was because of the process of recording the interview via Skype and what it did to the speech synthesizers. As we pointed out earlier in the show, those voices sound considerably better if you listen to them on your own computer in person.
It sounds like JSA works well in the applications you've shown us. What limitations are there?
To repeat something I'd said previously, I think JSA Pro is at its best slash easiest in a text processing environment, particularly MS Word and MS Outlook, because they've coded some extra support for those environments. It can be used in a host of different environments, and if somebody's adventurous, they certainly could use it in something like PowerPoint. There aren't too many dead spots we hit, but again, it helps if you know how to run Windows to begin with. And then if you have a trainer that's helpful and can code, we can write little commands on the fly, which helps people.
I particularly like the be quiet command. That's the equivalent of hitting control in JAWS just to get it to shut up, because you kind of know where it's going.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, Nancy, you hit something that I think is really nice in the way they've designed JSA. Brian Hartchin, the developer, calls this feature speech interrupt. And what that should do is, like, when I'm in my inbox in Outlook, if I say next message, if it's still reading the buffer of the previous message, it should stop the output and start reading the next message. For that very reason, sometimes JAWS is still telling me something, and I've moved like 3 items away from it, but it's still telling me stuff. So speech interrupt is built into a host of the JSA commands, and it just functions that way without your having to be quiet.
Yeah, you used that very effectively. The response was pretty quick.
Thanks. And, you know, I'm demonstrating on a fairly, quote, old laptop, but I agree it runs pretty fast. I do try to keep really good PC hygiene. And by that, I mean I do disk cleanup. I keep my virus checker up to date. I scan my system. I think those routines are very helpful for people using JSA and some of these assistive technologies that we use.
Well, and the other thing is I am personally really impressed with the accuracy, because I was using Dragon in the late 90s and I stopped in 2001. And let me tell you, the accuracy was not as good as you just demonstrated.
The Nuance folks had a breakthrough with their version 9 product. And it's really been a different world in Windows-based speech recognition since then. At this point, JSA 11 will support Dragon Pro 12 and JAWS 14. And that way we'll be current with all the other technologies.
Will Windows 8 be supported at some point?
I think the operative phrase here, Peter, is at some point. I've done deployments on it already, so I see it working quite well.
Well, it sounds like speech recognition has really matured quite a bit over the last few years, and it's gotten so good that it can become a standard part of anybody's daily computing practices.
Now for this week's high-tech item, where to get more information about JSA or MagnaTalk, which is pretty much the same concept except as used with Zoom text instead of JAWS. Well, of course, you can listen to last week's show, which was episode 1301, the first episode with our new Eyes on Success name. And there's lots of information in there. We interviewed Ed extensively. And in addition, we gave ways to get yourself into some user forums. Here's how to get to Next Generation Technologies directly.
They can also get a lot of good information at our website, which is ngtvoice.com. And it's NGT for Next Generation Technologies. So ngtvoice.com. Our page has been designed to speak well with a screen reader. If they want to go directly to the JSA Pro page, they go to the heading for highlighted products and services, and the link for JSA is in that list, and that will take them to an informational page with a whole bunch of supporting pages as well.
And do you have a phone number?
Yes, our corporate office is 425-744-1100. We have a JSA support line at extension 17, but my extension is 15, so it's 425-744-1100, extension 15 for Ed Rosenthal.
And as Ed mentioned in the previous show, they're also working on a new product called SayMagic, which essentially integrates the Dragon Technology speech recognition with Freedom Scientific's Magic Screen Magnification program. So if you're interested in that and are a user of screen magnification software and you work with JAWS, that could be an interesting product to look for.
And feel free to contact them. They're very friendly and very helpful.
I like people to know we're out here. Hopefully they get a sense that we're a friendly company. You know, companies all have their own personalities, Amazon, Microsoft, little old NGT. And we really take our obligation to people with disabilities very seriously. I'm happy to talk with people anytime they have questions. We're certainly not like a cab company or an attorney. Our meter doesn't run just because we're talking to people. And I'd much rather help somebody try to make a good decision than just sell a product. So hopefully that part came across to the listeners. And if it didn't, they know how to get in touch with us.
Well, that was great. Thanks, Ed, for the opportunity to learn a little bit about JSA and MagnaTalk.
As usual, if you missed any of the links or phone numbers, they'll all be in the show notes, which you can find at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. That's it for show number 1302. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about services for the blind in rural locations around the world and one woman's effort to bring white canes to them and show them how to navigate independently. Beverly Crook has been changing these people's lives in dramatic ways. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints. Hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at _EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.